Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Nice to have you aboard. We go to the guest line and welcome in Korn Ferry Tour member Johnny Kiefer. Johnny is currently 12th on the KFT money list, already recording a couple top five finishes through the first six starts of the season there in the South American swing. He played his college golf up the road from us at Baylor, and we're lucky enough to have him for a few minutes this morning. Johnny, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on. This is a big fun.
Listen, congratulations on the solid start to the season. You were right there in the mix in Panama, three events in. You know, you put up back-to-back 61s in Bogota the next week, 21st in your last start in Chile. How would you grade that first leg of the Korn Ferry Tour season there in South America?
It was a definite success. I had two really, really nice weeks being in contention, and, you know, I'm glad to be home, kind of work on some things and get ready for the next thing.
Yeah, what do you work on in your game when you have a couple weeks off like you do right now? What's the focus, Johnny?
Yeah, me and my coach get together. For the most part, we work on setup and just trying to fine-tune things before, you know, we get on the road. Nothing too major. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. So whenever we're back home, we try and just fine-tune some things, try and, you know, figure out how to, you know, get on these golf courses and score, how to travel with the game well. And if I'm not having it, I can figure out how to score. So I think that's what I did really well in South America, and why change it?
Once again, we have Johnny Kiefer on the line with us on ESPN Houston. Johnny, you had a fantastic season last year on PGA Tour Americas with a win and three runner-ups and no finishes worse than 19th and 10 total starts. That is incredible. What was the key to jumping off to a quick start in year one of being a professional golfer?
Yeah, I think I really set my expectations well. I kind of came into the year or into the season, and I kind of understood that my game was in a really good spot, so let's just go out and freely swing it. I think my way around the course very well. So up in Canada, you know, courses they're tight, but they're slightly short and gettable. So I did a really good job of managing the expectations, not trying to force anything too much, but letting the scores come to me. And I'm really, really blessed to say that it worked out well up there. And the scores definitely followed, but I really managed my game well up there.
And leading into your time on PGA Tour Americas, you know, let's talk about your time at Baylor. You set a program record for scoring average at 71.45. You bested PGA champion Jimmy Walker's previous mark. How did you choose Baylor coming from San Antonio, and did you feel that program best prepared you for the next level at professional golf?
Yeah, so to start off my, you know, in junior golf, I was being followed by Coach McGraw, and I didn't know that the BU meant Baylor at first. I thought it was actually Butler. But I you know, being in Texas and having such a great coach and such a great university pretty close to me, it was kind of a no-brainer. I loved my teammates. I loved the facilities that they had. Baylor was a very easy choice for me, and I loved it so much that I came back for a fifth year. It's a real honor to have that scoring title against some great players. And I really loved my time there. I prepped really well because the facilities are so good. The coaching was great throughout my entire career between Coach McGraw, and we've had multiple assistants who have helped me throughout the years as well. It definitely prepped me to be a better professional golfer, to kind of see how the game travels and see that, you know, good golf does travel well, regardless of where you are, junior golf, college golf, or professional golf. So they did a really good job with me and some of my other teammates as well.
And they did a great job getting the job done in the first round of the March Madness against Mississippi State. Great win there for the Baylor Bears. Johnny, if you were talking to a fourth-year player playing collegiate golf and was at the level that you were at, I mean, I assume after 4 years, you know, you were ready for the next level of the professional game, but there's obviously so much learning and experience that the college game can bring. If someone was having a tough time making that decision, you know, sticking around for a fifth year or turning professional, what would be the advice that you would give them?
Be really patient. Understand that your game is good when it's good, but trying to figure out when your game is off or not that great, how to figure out how to score, or you know, just wipe off a bad day. It's really easy to hang on to the bad days or hang on to a bad shot, but realizing that professional golfers do make mistakes, they just learn from their mistakes a little bit better. But then also travel. Travel's hard. It's we're going at it 4 weeks in a row, the next swing. So understanding your body, understanding how to travel and get the proper rest in is really important. So that you're ready for the weekends, and then you're ready for the next week as well.
We've got Johnny Kiefer here on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Johnny, you've gotten, you know, you've posted some incredibly low scores this year. I mean, back-to-back 61s in Bogota. Was there ever a point growing up where you broke through into those lower scores, or did that come pretty natural?
Actually, playing at Baylor, there's a the course that we play, Ridgewood Country Club, we kind of learned how to score there a little bit. In high school golf, I wasn't ever, you know, shooting that low scores, maybe once or twice a year. But then the more that I played shorter courses, the more that I played courses where you have a lot of wedge opportunities and you have to putt really well, we kind of learned how to score a little bit lower and lower and lower. So I think the 5 years that I spent at Baylor actually helped me big time with that, you know, understanding that the scoring clubs, the wedges, the putter are so important. And I think that that led to a big jump for me when professional golf came around.
You know, I know you've got a busy schedule on the Korn Ferry Tour coming up, but, you know, you finished 13th at a PGA Tour event at the Pro Corps back in the fall. You know, being, you know, residing in Texas, do you get an itch at all to go try to Monday qualify for the Houston Open or go try to qualify for the Valero Texas Open with the way you're playing right now?
Yeah, no, there's definitely an itch. Sometimes I have to pull back the reins and understand that I do have some time off right now. It's whether I want to prioritize the rest, whether I want to prioritize chasing those opportunities right now. And, you know, we're kind of, I'm still in the decision process of whether I want to play those or not. I would love to play the Valero because it is in my backyard in San Antonio. And that's a course that I grew up playing on. And I mean, that event I grew up going to. So I would love to play Valero. Houston, I would love to play as well. But I'm probably going to make sure that I don't have to play 5 weeks in a row, which would be a little bit, you know, tough on the body. But I, you know, playing up with the PGA Tour guys and understanding that that's where you want to be, it's never an easy opportunity to try and not go for. So we'll see.
And if anything, you know, it might be nothing, but what's something you might like to improve upon before heading to the PGA Tour? Is there anything in your game that, you know, as far as critique, anything you think needs to grow another notch before getting the PGA Tour?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think there's things that I can always grow on. I think I'm a very good ball striker, but I think when it comes down to it, I'd love my short game and putting to be just that much better. Those guys on the PGA Tour, they're the top of the level, top of their games, and they putt and chip so well. So I think when it comes down to it, I'd love to get up and down from a trash can.
Incredible. You know, crafting the nip and tuck around the greens, just incredible. Johnny, I got one more question for you, and this is for the listener at home. When you're getting ready for a competitive round of golf, what does that look like?
Usually I wake up relatively around the same time, unless I have a really early tee time, which is usually like 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, regardless of if I have a morning or afternoon time. I like to, kind of lollygag. I'll do my stretches, I'll do my warm-ups, and then get to the course usually around an hour and a half, 2 hours early. I like to, have my meals, do whatever, stretch, still warm up. And then usually start practicing around an hour before. And I like to take that nice and slow just to ease into the mode of getting ready to go play. And then by the time I'm done, usually I'm wiped. And then, I like to watch some TV shows and do it again the next day.
Yeah, Johnny, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today, giving us your insights as far as the world of professional golf is concerned. Enjoy your couple weeks off. Get some rest. Can't wait to see you back out there and see you here very soon at the Veritex Bank Championship up in Arlington.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
All right, Johnny. Take it easy.